Remember that time, and I know I'm not alone here, when everyone was going crazy about that new tech stock?
Oh, yeah.
I totally got sucked in. Poured money in like it was going out of style. And, well, let's just say my sports ball predictions were more accurate than that investment.
Yeah, I think we've all been there. It's like emotions and investing are like oil and water, you know?
Totally. That's exactly why we're doing this deep dive. We're talking about trading on knowledge, not on a whim, not on some like gut feeling.
You're preaching to the choir. It's funny how our brains work, right? We crave that dopamine hit, that feeling of like, ooh, I'm going to win big. But that's not exactly a recipe for sound financial decisions.
Nope, not even close. So let's bring in our expert voice today, because the source material we're looking at, it argues that removing those emotions, trading on knowledge, doesn't just give you an advantage in the market.
Right, it's bigger than that.
It gives you something else, something just as important.
Confidence. You know, that feeling of, I've done my homework, I trust my analysis, and not just, oh, I hope this works out, which, let's face it, we've all been there.
Oh, yeah. The hope this works out strategy has burned me more times than I care to admit. Speaking of strategies, what's the first big takeaway from this source, the first step on this journey to becoming, I don't know, emotionless trading robots?
Okay, first of all, love the image of emotionless trading robots. But even the most seasoned traders, we're human.
True, true.
But you're spot on. It all starts with ditching the emotional roller coaster and thinking like a scientist. You know, logic, facts, data, that's your jam. This source calls it trading on knowledge, not emotions. It sounds simple enough, right? But in practice, well, that's where the real challenge kicks in.
Yeah, easier said than done. Right. So, how do we actually make this happen? I can already hear our listeners saying, okay, that's great in theory, but how do I actually do IT?
Okay, picture this. There's a company, everyone's buzzing about them, slick branding, talking about a revolution in whatever industry they're in. On the surface, super exciting. But then you dig a little deeper, look at their financials. What do you find? Mountain of debt, growth is non-existent. Now, someone caught up in the hype, they jump in head first.
Right, FOMO takes over.
Exactly. But a knowledgeable trader, they see those red flags and they're like, nope, not falling for that trap. They trust their analysis, not the hype. They make the smart call, even if it means missing out on that initial buzz.
It's like dating, right? You can be totally smitten with someone based on their looks, their charm, but if you don't take the time to understand their values, their goals, or, in this case, a company's financials, you're setting yourself up for trouble.
100%. It's about looking beyond the surface, understanding what truly drives success. But here's where it gets really interesting, this idea, this principle. It applies to more than just picking individual stocks. It's about understanding the entire market's mood swings, you know, the market cycles.
Wait, so you're telling me it's not enough to just research individual companies? I need to become some kind of market whisperer?
Think of it like this. Even the most talented surfer can't consistently catch waves if they don't understand how tides, currents, wind, it all works together, right? The market's the same way.
Okay, now you've got me intrigued. Give me an example of one of these market cycles that most people probably don't even realize exists.
All right, let's talk about the January effect. And I'm not talking about those resolutions we make and break in the first week of the year. This is a real thing. The market tends to go up in January. There are a lot of theories why some say it's year-end bonuses being invested. Others point to tax stuff. Point is, traders who know about this, they can use it.
Whoa, that's like having a secret weapon, like a cheat code for the market. Just knowing about this January effect, it feels like a game changer.
It's about having those layers of insight, right? But even when you know about these cycles, there's always risk. That's where our next crucial principle comes in. Protecting yourself, protecting your capital with something called stop-loss orders.
All right, let's talk risk management because let's be real, we've all made those impulsive decisions that blew up in our faces. Tell me more about these stop-loss orders.
Okay, so stop-loss orders are like having a safety net for your investments. Imagine this. You buy a stock at, say, $100 per share. You set a stop-loss order at $90. Now, if that stock price starts to drop and hits $90, boom, your order automatically triggers a sale. Limits your losses.
So it's like saying, okay, if it gets this bad, I'm out. No more holding on for dear life, hoping for a miracle.
You got it. Takes the emotion out of it. Think of it like setting a budget for yourself when you go shopping. You go in with a plan, knowing how much you're willing to spend. A stop-loss order. That's your trading budget. It keeps you disciplined, helps you avoid those panic-induced decisions that, let's be honest, rarely end well.
Love that analogy. So what happens if I decide to be stubborn, to ride it out like I might have with that tech stock a while back? What happens if I don't set those stop losses?
Well, you're basically opening yourself up to potentially losing a whole lot more.
Yeah.
That stock could keep dropping, and without that stop loss there to protect you, you could lose way more than you're comfortable with. It's a risk most experienced traders simply wouldn't take.
Yeah, that's a risk I definitely don't want to take either. Okay, stop loss orders, officially added to my trading toolkit. So far, we've covered a lot. Ditching the emotions, riding those market cycles, and setting those crucial safety nets with the stop loss orders. What's next on this path to becoming a smarter trader?
Well, now that we've covered the basics, it's time to get into the nitty-gritty of making decisions. Our source emphasizes two key actions: analyzing how the markets behaved in the past, and, this is a big one, creating a trading plan that's tailored to you.
Okay, so no more winging it. I like it.
Exactly.
I'm the first to admit, sometimes I catch myself thinking, you know what, I'm just going to trust my gut on this one. But trading on instinct, well, that's a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
Tell me about it. It's like our brains are hardwired to see patterns, even when they're not really there.
Exactly.
Which is why having a solid plan, you know, a trading plan, that's crucial. Takes the guesswork out of it.
Okay, so how do we actually analyze past market behavior in a way that makes sense, in a way that's useful? Because there's so much data out there, it can feel overwhelming.
Oh, I totally get it. It's like drinking from a fire hose, right? Yeah. Instead of getting lost in all of that, start by focusing on what interests you. Specific stocks, commodities, whatever it is. And then look for trends. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're following this tech company and you notice every time they're about to launch a big product, their stock price dips a few weeks before.
Okay, interesting.
Right.
So you're saying instead of seeing that dip as a bad thing, it could be a chance to buy.
You got it. Knowing that a new product launch and potentially a surge in price is just around the corner.
I like it. So it's all about like finding those hidden opportunities.
Exactly. Or let's say you're into commodities, right?
Yeah.
You might notice that the price of a certain agricultural product, it spikes at certain times of the year.
Yeah.
Because of demand, you know, seasonal stuff. It's like you learn these patterns and suddenly you're speaking the market's language.
Okay, so we're not just reacting to whatever the market's doing. We're looking for those clues, those patterns that tell us what might happen next.
Exactly.
But how do we go from spotting those patterns to actually making a plan? Where do we even start?
Think of it like building a house, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't just start laying bricks without a blueprint.
Yeah.
And your trading plan, that's your blueprint. It outlines everything, your goals, how much risk you're okay with, your strategy, all of it.
Okay, so how do we create this blueprint? Do we need to become like master architects of our financial destinies overnight?
You don't have to overthink it. Start with some basic questions. What are you trying to achieve? What are your financial goals? How much risk can you handle? And maybe even more importantly, when do you walk away?
So we're setting those boundaries ahead of time so we don't make emotional decisions in the heat of the moment.
Exactly. It's like your trading plan becomes your North Star, you know, guiding you, helping you stay on track no matter what's happening in the market.
I like that, having that guidance. So we've done our research. We've spotted some interesting patterns. We've set up our stop loss orders like responsible traders, and we've even got a trading plan. Now what? How does this all come together in the real world?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
Let's go back to that example from the source we talked about earlier, that trader who kept letting emotions and bad advice lead the way, stuck in this cycle of making impulsive decisions and then, boom, watching those investments crash and burn.
Oof. Yeah, that's a story I think we can all relate to on some level. So how did they break free from that cycle?
They finally had this aha moment, realizing that success in the market, it's not about luck. It's not about some hot tip. It's about knowledge and discipline.
Music to my ears. I love it. So they went from chasing the next big thing to what? Building a solid foundation.
You got it. They started digging into the fundamentals, financial statements, charts, really understanding the businesses behind those stocks, you know?
Yeah.
Like really becoming students of the market, not just hoping for the best.
It's like they traded their lucky rabbit's foot for like a whole library. And I'm guessing those stop loss orders, that all came into play next.
The ding dingy, they finally realized, okay, holding on to these losing investments out of hope, yeah, that's not a strategy. It's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Right. Hope is not a financial plan.
Exactly. So those stop loss orders, those became like their financial safety net, allowed them to step back, take the emotion out of those tough decisions.
Smart move. Okay, so they're getting their emotions in check, but they didn't stop there, did they? They still needed to figure out those market cycles we talked about.
You know it. They went from just looking at individual stocks, almost like in a vacuum, to seeing this bigger picture, paying attention to the economy as a whole, even stuff like, you know, what time of year it is. Remember that January effect we talked about earlier?
Yeah, starting to feel like I need to mark that on my calendar.
Right. Well, they started connecting those dots, the stuff happening in the wider market, and how it might influence their own trading decisions.
So instead of just focusing on one little piece of the puzzle, they were trying to understand the whole picture. Did it work?
It was huge. Understanding those cycles, it gave them this whole new perspective on when to buy, when to sell. But here's the real kicker, the thing that really made the difference. They started keeping track of everything.
Okay, a trader after my own heart. I love a good spreadsheet.
Right. But it wasn't just their trades. They were tracking the patterns they were noticing in specific stocks, in different sectors, you name it. They were like market detectives gathering clues.
Always searching for those hidden patterns, those little hints that the market gives off. I love that.
Exactly. And then, and this is a big one, they did what every successful trader eventually does. They wrote down their game plan, their own personalized trading plan.
No more winging it, no more, I'll just see what happens. They were taking this seriously.
They were. And in that plan, they defined what they were comfortable with, how much risk, how much they wanted to make, all of it. But here's the most important part. They actually stuck to the plan.
Discipline. That's huge.
It is. And it paid off. Big time.
All right, drum roll, please. Did our friend, this reformed trader, did they finally start seeing some green?
Let's just say those days of constantly losing money, gone. They figured it out. They learned how to trade based on knowledge, based on strategy, not on emotion.
I love this story. Yeah. It really proves that anyone can do this. It's not about some magic formula. It's about putting in the work, being consistent, and having a solid plan.
Couldn't agree more. And, you know, thinking about this whole deep dive, it really hits home that trading on knowledge, it's not just some fancy strategy. It's a whole different way of thinking. It's about approaching the market with this curiosity, always learning, always adapting.
It's about becoming a student of the market, and not just any student, a lifelong learner. There's always something new to discover, right?
Always. And that commitment, that drive to understand the why behind it all, that's what gives you confidence. That's what helps you make decisions that are honestly, way less stressful.
You know, I have to say, I'm feeling a lot more calm, a lot less anxious about my own trading after going through all of this. Like, I have a plan now.
That's the goal. And you know what? I think that's the perfect note to leave our listeners on. If there was one market cycle you had to pick, just one, to really wrap your head around, what would it be? Maybe it's something specific to a company you follow. Maybe it's a broader trend. Whatever it is, start digging. Look for those clues. See what you uncover. Because at the end of the day, knowledge and discipline, that's where the real power lies.